Stem cell researchers can now watch diseases like leukemia develop from scratch and pinpoint exactly where the cancer begins. Igor Slukvin is the lead researcher of the study at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says that's important because current drugs for chronic myelogenous leukemia, or CML, only target more mature cancer cells. But researchers now believe cancer starts in a less mature, more stem cell-like cell, the very stage Slukvin wants to target.
For modeling of cancer, provide opportunity to constantly generate in vitro cancer stem cells and test drugs.
Slukvin's advances are noteworthy, says Deborah Banker. She's a scientist and spokeswoman for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
The fact that they've gotten away from these so-called integrating procedures reduces the chances that what they've done will be outright cancer causing. But there's still a lot of questions to address, and when they're addressed, I think that there'll be lots of laboratories that'll be able to use this technology to learn new things, and all of that will be good.
Banker's organization funded $72 million worth of research last year for work like Slukvin's, and it's giving Wisconsin researchers over $1 million through 2014. The National Cancer Institute says Wisconsin has the fifth highest incidence of leukemia in the country. Close to 1,000 people were diagnosed in the state last year. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.